Most of us in college struggle to take care of ourselves. We forget to eat, don't sleep enough, and definitely do laundry less frequently than we should. Meanwhile, members of NEMO, Northwestern Emergency Medical Organization, are trying to not just take care of themselves, but also extend their care to others in the form of emergency medical assistance.
Today, we discuss NEMO from its foundation to its future with two of its officers. I'm Emma Galasso.
And I'm Lita Dickinson.
For Medill News 847. While nearby schools like the University of Chicago and UIC have student-run organizations dedicated to both training students in emergency medical care, as well as providing standby medical response, Northwestern's equivalent, NEMO, has only just recently been rejuvenated. Kate Janda is the sergeant of NEMO, and Dave Vongart is the lieutenant. Sophia Settle, the founder of NEMO, unfortunately could not be here with us today.
Could you explain what NEMO is?
Our full title is Northwestern Emergency Medical Organization. Basically, we're both a group of student EMTs, people who have gotten their EMT licenses in the past and have decided to come to campus and join our organizations. And then we're also a teaching class, so people can take a class in the winter with an instructor and having the already established EMTs as mentors.
Passing out the exams. Once again,
your EMT course is about $700 to take, but that's much less expensive than other courses in the area. Most EMT courses are $1,000, $1,200.
Yeah, $1,500.
We offer a more affordable course in exchange for the service afterwards. That's kind of like our trade-off, is you pay less to get the license, but in exchange for that, you have to offer 2 years back to the squad at least, or if you're a junior or senior, however long, you can offer back.
Could you guys tell us a little bit about why NEMO was founded and also how it was founded?
So this was before our time, actually. NEMO was founded just as like sort of an interest group for people who already had their EMT licenses, which is why it was so small at first.
They would also like host like CPR classes, sure, and then they would also do like guest lectures, like people who are doctors or something, or work high up in emergency medicine.
And then our current captain, like our president, Sophia, came along, and she really wanted to see the EMT program flourish. She transferred from Emory, and they have a really, really like rich EMT program there, where their squad is basically allowed to provide care on their campus. Sophia wanted to bring that here. She wanted to bring EMTs together, and she wanted people to have the opportunity to get their licenses. So she basically, with the help of a few other people, but basically single-handedly started the EMT program we know today as NEMO.
What are you guys up to for the rest of this academic school year?
So right now we have a course going on. Same as last year, basically. We have 22 students. There was an application process that opened probably in November, and then we closed it in December.
Yeah, something like that.
They're very cognizant of student schedules, which leads to like some really wacky times for classes. Like, our classes are 6 to 10 p.m. on Mondays and Thursdays, but it's like
as opposed to taking it at a community college where it would be 8 to 6 p.m. every single day for like 4 weeks, where it's just like, do you have time for that?
Because that's the big thing we're doing right now, is like doing this course, and we're doing DM. Since Northwestern licenses out to another emergency medical service called Superior, it's a local service.
It's a private ambulance company.
They license out to them for like Dillo and stuff, because those people are basically EMTs who work full time. So they're going to be at DM as well. But then we're going to be in the first aid tent, and we'll be providing, I don't know, like very basic first aid. We're allowed to give them water.
Band-aids, ice packs.
Wrapping ankles,
big one.
Or wrists. Huge. Or wrists. So very, very basic.
It's a start.
It's somewhere
to like get
Since
our name
we're,
out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Since we're so
it's a way to prove ourselves as an organization and start building that repertoire that we want on campus.
Yeah.
So, you know, people get hurt a little bit, like a little scratch or something, and they like, where do I go? They come to our tent, or whatever station. And they're like, oh, you guys are students and EMTs? Like, well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty cool too.
Yeah.
Thank you. So it's all about like helping us build a reputation and spread our name a little bit more.
So what about longer term?
This is a tricky question. Right now we're focused on just like building our presence on campus and doing events like DM, maybe Dilla 1 year. No one really knows that we exist. Yeah. Like when I say I'm a part of Nemo, people are like, what, the fish? I'm like, yeah. No, like the emergency medical organization. Like I'm an EMT. And then everyone's like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. How'd you get involved and stuff like that? Long term, like obviously we have like bigger goals for the program, like hoping to like take on some more responsibility on campus. But Northwestern really has its bases covered with like student safety. So it's like a hard field for us to break into in that sense. But we definitely want like our students to be able to go through the program and then like have experience in the Evanston area at least. So
this is actually where I've been focusing most of my like concentrations to like thinking long term. Some of the long term things that I like want is like a bigger presence on campus where people understand, like when we say Nemo, like we're not talking about a fish, we're talking about like a student organization of EMTs. Ideally for the future long term, we get some kind of quick response vehicle. It would be just like a sedan where we wouldn't transport or anything, but we could operate as an EMS service on campus. And it would be like a mutual aid thing with Evanston, mm-hmm. where we'd arrive first on scene.
And we know
and like
this,
getting up, exactly. We know where we like
where
we need
to go.
Minutes
count is like kind of the crazy thing. It's like when it's an emergency, like those minutes matter. Yeah. So having people who know the campus really well, being able to service first responders would be obviously ideal, but that's future.
Yeah.
How do you think your experience as a student has been shaped or changed by being an EMT?
Everything's different.
Well,
so much of my time just goes straight into this program, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
This is Medill News 847. I'm Lita Dickinson.
And I'm Emma Galasso.
Thanks for listening.